At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. You can catch me here every Friday here in Richmond, Virginia, broadcasting live from River City Roll. And today they have partnered up, River City Roll with Pendleton Law Team, have partnered up to host Anthem Lemonade Stand today at River City Roll to raise money for the Children's Hospital of Richmond. We love to support the Children's Hospital of Richmond and the great work that they do here in the community. And so you can stop by anytime from now to 3 p.m. Take your aim at the dunk tank. See if you can be like AWOD and dunk Jeff Wicker or Rebecca and Wild from Wicker and Wild on Mix 98.1. Get $20 off your bowling today when you donate $10 or more. And of course, sip some ice cold lemonade for a great cause. Work together and we can make this the sweetest fundraiser of the summer. Come roll with us at River City Roll and support the Children's Hospital of Richmond. It's 1 p.m. here on AWOD Radio, which means we open up the phone lines, 833-804-0910. What are you expecting this season from the rookies of the Washington Commanders? 833-804-0910 on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So we start with Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury, the OC. I thought Washington won this offseason by just simply having Cliff Kingsbury return. He's back. One of the best offensive coordinators in the league comes back for another season. I think this is the year that he becomes America's favorite OC, like he once was, like Ben Johnson was last year. You're going to be talking about Cliff Kingsbury all season long and his incredible play designs. But we start with Cliff Kingsbury because he identified a weakness on this team, and he made it very clear to Adam Peters what that was. He wanted another offensive lineman. First round, offensive tackle, Josh Connerly comes to Washington, and we're previewing the rookies what to expect this season with training camp beginning next week, but the rookies report today. Josh Connerly, your first round pick, he's got to immediately compete for a starting right tackle spot in the National Football League, and that's tough to do for anybody. It doesn't matter how long you played in college and how successful he was at Oregon. He will be in a battle with Andrew Wiley. We'll see what they do with Brandon Coleman. I think they'll slide him inside. That's what we've heard. But he also played tackle last year at the left side. Maybe they try him on the right side. And then there's some veterans on the roster as well that will compete with Josh Connerly. To me, the training camp for him is so important. Preseason is going to be important for him. Because week one, you're going up against Abdul Carter and Kayvon Thibodeau. And there's just no room for mistakes in that matchup right there. Because I told you guys, if this team wants to make the playoffs, and that's the expectations, there's a few things that have to happen. And beating the Giants once are at the top, twice are at the top of that list. That's number one. You have to beat the Giants twice. They were an awful football team. So Josh Connerly is going to be under pressure week one. All right. Brandon Coleman, it took some time to get comfortable at the left tackle position last year. And so Josh Connerly, a first-round pick, has got to learn it a little bit quicker. But look, he's got standout, unbelievable movement, freak athlete. He's got a great punch, which everyone tells helps a great amount at the tackle position. I'm looking for him to dominate the one-on-ones, and we'll see how he goes up against the edge rushers the Commanders will have, Cleveland Farrell, Dorrance Armstrong, and oh yeah, Von Miller, now in the building. You move to your second-round pick, Trey Amos, and, well, thank goodness he signed. Thank goodness he signed. I was starting to believe that he was going to be a holdout, just like the rest of the second-round picks. Biff, do you have the list in front of you? How many second-round picks still remain unsigned? I think yesterday, at the beginning of the day, it was only two were signed, and I think at the end of the day, it was like eight or nine were signed.
Yeah, it's definitely gone down. I can tell you it's more than 15.
Yeah.
It's a lot, and it's big names, too. It's not like Will Johnson's still unsigned, and we were talking about last year how he was supposed to be the number one pick in the draft last year. He's playing for the Cardinals. Trayvon Henderson, right. Junkins.
Richmond native.
Yeah. Listen, these guys, and the Saints, I mean, good Lord, it's your only quarterback. You got to sign the guy.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
It's like you said, yeah, there's a lot of more. But I think since, you know, eight or nine guys have signed, I think you'll see that number go down.
Yeah, but in terms of guys drafted in the 60s, Trey Amos is the only one that signed. So good work there by the Commanders front office. I know everybody's upset they haven't signed McLaurin, and I am too. But there is good news. Von Miller was a good front office move. Trey Amos getting him signed before the start of training camp to make sure there's no distraction for him is very good news. But he has to be our outside corner. I don't think you draft him in the second round and say, can you play in the nickel? Can you play in the slot? No, he has to be your outside corner, and the hope is for him to eventually overtake Marshon Lattimore as this team's CB1. This is a guy that was recruited by Nick Saban to go to Alabama. Saban retires. He goes play for Kiffin at Ole Miss, and he was spectacular. He is a ball hawk. Can he be our primary outside corner in the second half of this season? Noted for his ball hawk traits, really good coverage skills, is good in press drills and press situations, which he will hopefully learn from Marshon Lattimore. That's a big part of his game. But this is a guy that hopefully can stay healthy, hold his own, and then maybe be able to make an impact on the ball a few times this season. I just would love for him to get a pair of interceptions this year. On the offensive side of the ball, Jalen Lane is one of the most important draft picks because you're going to ask him to play wide receiver, but you're going to ask him to maybe be your starting punt returner and maybe your starting kick returner. And that's where he excelled at Virginia Tech, but also he was good in the slot. He has great speed. They just struggled to really get the ball into his hands. They had to manufacture ways to get Jalen Lane the ball. Sometimes that was end around. Sometimes that was screen passes, right? This guy's a freak athlete that can make people miss. And I also love how he can run straight line speed, but he can also kind of zigzag with a lot of speed as well. He showed that this past year at Virginia Tech. But they're asking him to come into training camp and be a special teams weapon, be immediately able to take the punt returns and maybe kick return duties, then work into slot wide receiver opportunities with your speed burst there. Can we use him in screen passes? But he's going to need some help from the veterans. Good thing is there are a lot of quality veterans in the building. I don't think Washington will get much from K.J. Osborne or Michael Gallup in the regular season, but maybe in training camp they can help teach some of these young guys, along with Debo Samuel, Noah Brown, Luke McCaffrey, and then hopefully Terry McLaurin will be in the building. The fan base seems to be almost more excited for the 7th and the 6th round picks, and I think that's just because of the unknown. Right? That's what some caller told me last Saturday on 106.7 The Fan. He said, I'm super excited to see Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt in training camp because I don't know how good he can be. Because this is a guy that didn't play this past season in college football except for one game because of a transfer issue and with the rules. And so he is a huge unknown. I think if he had played the entire season, he had a chance to be like a fourth-round pick or a late third-round pick because he's very shifty, good change of pace. He had an awesome season the year before this past year in college football. A lot of upside as a late-round pick that will compete to maybe be this team's fourth running back. Heck, even third running back if McNichols doesn't bring it this training camp. I believe in Chris Rodriguez. I just think he has to be on the roster as he was such a good fourth quarter running back last year. So I have him at running back 3. And then I think that you can afford McNichols to not be there because Deebo Samuel will do some things. So I think it opens up for Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt to absolutely make this roster. And then your sixth-round pick, people are super excited for Kane Medrano because the speed. He was one of the fastest safeties, linebackers, tweeners in college football. He's got the versatility. He's very athletic. I think he's going to play special teams this year. But this fan base seems to be really excited for him. Biff, have you heard some of the expectations for Kane Medrano on social media? It just feels like everybody that's hashtag HTTC is excited for him.
Well, it's always those underdogs that I kind of like to watch. And so, yeah, I mean, like, listen, you got Kroski-Merritt. I like that guy, obviously. And to be honest, out of every draft that we've had, I mean, obviously we've had some good big names. I'm most confident in this draft class for some reason. And that could be because of what we did last season. That could be because of the coaching staff. That could be because of the players that we have. But there's something about this draft class that when you watch every player's highlights, is that they're just a dog. And even the undrafted free agents, and I've told you, Ja'Cory Brooks, I mean, that is my guy. I mean, I watched him at Louisville. That dude's a straight dog. And so for some reason, there's some oddly weird confidence in this draft class. So yeah, like you said, I'm excited
for all
of it.
You should have that confidence. Mm-hmm. I think you should have that confidence, and here's why. That's a great point. So last year, Adam Peters came in here, and it was almost like the team was leaking, right? There were all these holes, and it was leaking water. It was leaking oil, and they had to cover this hole. They had to cover this. They had to put a Band-Aid here, right? They even had to trade for a corner because they just weren't good enough in the secondary. This offseason was almost like you already identified the weaknesses. Now you're trying to make positions a position of strength, right? The offensive line was decent last year. Now you're making it a strength with Josh Connerly, right? Cornerbacks last year, you really liked what you got from Mikey Sanders still. Heck, you loved what you got from Noah Igbinoghe because nobody expected that. But now you make it a strength with Trey Amos, right? You loved what you got from Noah Brown. And De'Ami Brown was better than expectations. So is Olamide Zaccheaus. We bring in Deebo Samuel and Jalen Lane to kind of make it a strength. And so, you know, when Adam Peters was brought in here, it's not like he was brought in because he's some unbelievable trade guy, right? Like he's able to swing trades or because he's really good at free agents. He was brought in here because he can draft, right? Because he can scout and he can draft. And so I think that's why you should have confidence in this year's draft class. You know, last year, he had to get to work right away. This year, they had all season long to send their scouts to all the best college football games around the country, to go to Blacksburg to see Jalen Lane, to go to Trey Amos and see him at Ole Miss, to go to out west and see Josh Connerly. They had the time to make sure they got these picks correct. And I think you should have confidence in these draft picks. But again, Adam Peters was brought in here to be a draft expert. And when you got Jayden Daniels as your first ever draft pick as general manager, you're going to look damn good, and you're going to give everybody the confidence. So I love that. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And there are two celebrities in the building today. And it's not me. It's Jeff Wicker and Rebecca Wild. And Wicker joins us right now from Wicker and Wild. And they are here because River City Roll and Pendleton Law Team have partnered up to host an Anthem Lemonade Stand today at River City Roll to raise money for the Children's Hospital of Richmond. Stop by anytime from now to 3 p.m., try your aim at the dunk tank. Get $20 off bowling today when you donate $10 more. And, of course, sip some ice-cold lemonade for a great cause. We love to support the Children's Hospital of Richmond. We can make this the sweetest fundraiser of the summer. Come roll with us at River City Roll and support the Children's Hospital of Richmond. Jeff, it felt so good to dunk you.
I got to say, when you walked up, I even told Rebecca, because you said, I'm going to go with for Wicker. And I'm like, no. And I even asked you, I said, I know you do sports, but can you throw? And then you had the ball, and you said left-hand or right-hand. So now tell me, are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm left-handed.
Oh, my gosh, because I think you threw it right-handed, didn't you?
No,
I don't remember. All I remember is water. All I remember is water. I mean, you threw that so fast. And, I mean, like, I was down right away, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, that was too quick.
Yeah, I threw it with a lot of speed. I was surprised that I connected. I was trying to hit 90 miles per hour.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was awesome. So I did the dunk tank here at River City Roll for the SPCA a few months ago. But there's just something about dunk tanks. It's exhilarating.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, on a hot day like today, I was afraid the water was going to be really cold. It was refreshing.
Yeah. It's not bad to get dunked. When you get a little bit up your nose.
Yeah, I got some up my nose. Well, you did so fast. Like, one lady who did it, you know, I kind of thought, like, okay, she's going to hit. Here we go. I'm ready. So I went down. You're like, I'm still talking to you, and the next thing I'm in the water. I'm like, what is going on with this guy? What are you doing, Adam? I thought I was your friend.
Well, man, no, that was a ton of fun. So tell the audience a little about you and Rebecca Wild being here today.
All right, well, we are here, like you said, it's because, you know, we do on our station, Mix 98.1. Well, you guys do it, too. The 36 hours for Kids Radiothon. We do it as a radio group because, for those who know, there are seven of us in one building, seven stations. And so we love everything for the Children's Hospital. And they do this lemonade stand, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's this weekend. So if you're out and about and you see some kid with a lemonade stand, please buy lemonade this weekend because it's probably going to Children's Hospital Richmond at VCU. It's all the cancer research. And something that touched my heart today, a dad was here, and he got Rebecca, dunked her, and his son and the daughter were there, and I was going to go over and give him the son a high, you know, fist bump, and then he goes, well, he's a little shy. He goes, he just came through like five chemos recently. And I went, oh, bless his heart. So he's one of the children who's being served at Children's Hospital.
Oh, wow.
So when you see that, you're like, yeah, this is what it's all about.
It gives you goosebumps.
It does. It's like, this is what it's all about, to help these kids. And Children's Hospital is so amazing, and you've been there and seen it. It's just such a beautiful hospital. We're so fortunate to have that here in our community. It's so cool.
Yeah, and there's just so many great things that we can do at Odyssey Richmond to help out the community.
Right.
And this is one of them right now, the Anthem Lemonade Stand here at River City Roll to support the Children's Hospital of Richmond. Stop by anytime now until 3 p.m. You know, I'm off the air at 3 p.m. I might have to try to dunk Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, got to go get her. You got to get her. Do it for me. I'll pay. I'll make the donation on your behalf, okay?
We got to get Stubb. We got to get our intern Biff down here as well. You guys do great work in the community. We love having you guys as our teammates at Mix 98.1.
It's fun, and I love talking to you in the hall. You always like it because I'm not a big sports guy, so you love it when I come in with a – the other day I asked you a sports question. You said, Wicker, I was not expecting that from you.
I didn't know Wicker was tracking Caitlin Clark's injury. But you asked me, you were like, what's going on in the sports world? I got to come up with content. It is tough.
It's right now.
Not much
right,
going on.
Yeah, everything's quiet, isn't it?
Yeah, but here's the exciting thing. You've been in this area for a while. This is the first year where the pro football team actually has a chance to contend for a Super Bowl.
See, that is wonderful, and I love that. That's exciting. That is, it really is exciting because it's been a while.
It's been a long time, and we finally have the quarterback in Jaden Daniels. And I love how Jaden has made people who live in this area but don't like the team,
right?
Maybe because they didn't like ownership or they didn't like the name, whatever, make them a fan. I have a buddy who's a diehard 49ers fan. He's like, I'm watching every game because of Jaden Daniels.
See, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That's what I love. You love it when it kind of unifies everybody and we're all in favor. You know, we're all pulling for the Commanders.
Yeah. So we got to get you back for our NFL competition again next year.
Let's do it. Let's do it again. Are we going to do the whole pool and the whole thing?
I think we have to.
As a matter of fact, I won and I had the gift card to River City Roll.
Yeah.
My family and I came. Thanks for that, by the way.
Of course.
We had a good time with that.
Pizza's banging here.
That's right.
Food's good.
I just had a piece of pizza. It's delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. No, but we got to get revenge because Stubb won the competition last year in Odyssey. And
I think I was out like the first week.
And he's like a rookie football fan, so it pissed me off. You know? Stubb, you got any confidence that you can win again this year?
Of course I do. It's all confidence. That's all you need. Yeah.
He's just picking by the color or the mascot.
Yeah, right? That's how Rebecca does it. So I'm like, come on.
So what do you guys talk about in the middle of summer?
Well, in the middle of summer, you know, we just talk about all the things. Like the other day, we had a real fun thing talking about vacations and people telling us all these places they've been. And, I mean, gosh, everybody, I don't know what it is this year. Somebody went to Paris.
What?
Somebody went to Switzerland.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm trying to get to Powhatan maybe. And I'm going, how are you guys doing this? And then we just had a lady that was talking about she went to, oh, who was it? Oh, I'm trying to think. It was one of the birthplaces. I can't think of her name all of a sudden. Here in Virginia. And I'm not, Patsy Cline. And she said, so we go, and she goes, this little house. And I go, oh, that was exciting. She goes, you would think. She goes, they had one dress, and they go, the rest are in the basement. And we're like, what? So she said, it wasn't so much fun. But then we went to Dino Land right after, and that was great with the kids. Another lady called and goes, I love the Patsy Cline thing, and the Dino Land sucks.
Everyone has their own experience.
Yeah, everybody.
When they go on vacation.
That was great.
Yeah. Do you have any trips you're planning with your family?
We went to a Sandbridge, which I've never been, which is right below. It's part of really Virginia Beach. It's kind of the south of Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Loved it. Went there for a week. It was awesome.
Very cool.
Now, where do you go? What do you like to do?
So I'm going to Charleston this weekend. My cousin just had a kid, so I'm going to see baby Franny.
Oh, great.
So I'm excited for that. And then we just went to Deltaville for the weekend over July 4th, like Deltaville, Virginia.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It was awesome. Man, went out on one of my friend's boat, hung out. And, I mean, it's just when you can go out in the water, it's so beautiful, especially when you get nice weather like that.
Isn't it nice to be on the water? I love the water anytime, anyway.
And, you know, they had this thing. It kind of blew my mind. It was, like, so next generation. It was you blow it up like a tube, all right? But you blow it. It's so big that five people could sit in it. And so you're sitting on the river in this blow-up tool, and it was almost like your own personal hot tub. As
Come
you're
on.
Like sipping drinks in there, and it could fit five people hanging out, and you just blow it up, and it floats, and then you know you let the air out when you're done.
That is awesome. I've never seen something like that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So you're not being pulled behind a boat and going over the lakes and being thrown all over
the
place.
Just sitting there.
Oh, that's the way you got to do it.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite thing is drinking outside,
right?
With the nice weather.
Yeah,
yeah, it's great.
That's the way to do it.
Wicker, I always appreciate you stopping by. And
I'm going to say one thing before I go.
Yeah,
because I was going to tell you this in the hall the other day when we were leaving, and you took off and you got in the studio. I said, I'll tell him another time. And I meant to tell you, you do a great job at this show.
Thank you.
Because, you know, we're in the building, we're working, so I don't get to hear you a lot. But when I hear, I go, man, that dude is good at this. So you are really good at this, so I just wanted to tell you that.
Tell Purcell that.
I'm just kidding. But face-to-face, I wanted to tell you, you do a nice job with this show.
Well, you do a great job, too. And we were talking about you earlier. Can you explain to the audience, because it blows my mind, I think it's the funniest thing ever. Why do you only have a few sips of Mountain Dew and then give the rest to Stubb?
Okay, well, here's it's this simple. I love Mountain Dew, but that thing's a 20 ounce. I don't need 20 ounces, right? So I'll get in the mood because, you know, I don't drink a lot of soda.
Uh-huh.
So I get in the mood, I go, oh, I got to get a Mountain Dew. So I get a cup. I don't want
to. So do you go to the vending machine or do you bring it from home?
No, go to the vending machine downstairs.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about in the kitchen down there. I get it and I get into those styrofoam cups right there. So I get the cup. I pour it, and sometimes I go, that's enough, I'm good. I seal it back up, and I go sit it on the windowsill for Stubb.
Yeah.
Because what happened was, you know Binky down the hall
used
to drink Mountain Dew. Well, now she only does diet. So I would give her my leftover.
Yeah.
And so she goes, I don't drink it anymore. So I'm wandering around the building. Here comes Stubb. He goes, Stubbs, you drink Mountain Dew? He goes, yeah. I go, you're going to get the rest. Here's the deal. I don't sip it. I've never touched it. I don't, you know, put my mouth on it. I pour it in a cup. But Stubb, wasn't it recently? Y'all can see the disappointment. I was real thirsty one day, and I mean, I left him like just a fraction. And I go, you still want this? And he's like, Yeah, I'll drink it.
It's
like backwash.
Yeah, I could see him. I could see him going, dude, where's my normal? Because I normally leave him like half, don't I, Stubbs?
You leave him more than half. Sometimes
sometimes
like
I barely get
nothing.
Any.
But it's not like the Mountain Blast or the Red Flavor or the Blue Flavor.
The Baja Blast.
OG.
The OG. That's it.
Yeah, the OG.
And you left me a Diet Coke once or twice, I think. Or maybe a regular Coke.
I left
Coke.
Him Coke before. It wasn't Diet because I don't drink Diet anything. I'm not into Diet. I'm sorry. I'm not a Diet guy. But every once in a while.
You're in too good shape to be in a Diet. Come on, man.
Every once in a while, I'll do Coke.
Yeah.
And I'll leave them the same amount of Coke, don't I?
Do you do the Coke Zero ever, though?
No, I've never tried it.
I actually really like that.
Really?
But I'm a Diet Coke fan. My parents, like, raised me on it. I wasn't allowed to drink Coke, but Diet Coke I was allowed to.
See, and my wife is that way.
Uh-huh.
Diet Coke or nothing.
Yeah.
And I always tell her, how are you drinking that stuff? I don't like diet. I said, get a real one.
I don't think it's good for me, but it does the job. Wicker, thanks so much for stopping by.
Always, man. Thank you. Stop, see you. And, of course, Adam, you do a great job. Thank you so much.
Yep. Come on down to River City Roll and support the Children's Hospital of Richmond and the teamwork with Mix 98.1 and Pendleton Law Team here in Richmond. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It really is an Odyssey party here at River City Roll. You don't just have Wicker and Wild. Mike Street is in the building as well. So everybody's here to support the Children's Hospital of Richmond today and the Anthem Lemonade Stand. You can even dunk some of our talent here at Odyssey Richmond. Jeff Wicker and Rebecca Wild are in the dunk tank here till 3 p.m. You can get $20 off bowling and donate $10 or more. You'll go support the Children's Hospital of Richmond. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, talk a little Wizards, our buddy Ben Strober. Strober Sports, that's what I was told by Drab I should be calling you. What's going on, Ben?
I'm doing well. How you doing, A1? I just wanted to come on here. I think it'd be rude to not congratulate you on your throw there. I saw on Twitter you dunking him.
Hey, man, I got him in one throw. I'm a little pissed off that people are commenting that I lost weight. No, I've actually gained weight. I don't know what video you're looking at, but it's a ton of fun here, you know, helping out the Children's Hospital of Richmond. This is the first time that I actually threw at the dunk tank and wasn't sitting in the dunk tank here at River City Roll. So, Ben, we're having you on to talk about the Wizards and their summer league performance. It didn't match what I was expecting at all.
Yeah, I'd agree with you, and I think it was a little bit disappointing that we always saw a lot of the guys play in two games, including the two first-round picks in Trey Johnson and Will Riley. And I know the expectation that we had heard from the reporting that had come from various different outlets is that Bob Carrington, Keyshawn George, and Alex Saar would probably only play in two games in the summer league, so I was okay with that. That was the expectation for me, but Trey Johnson, Will Riley, and I know they listed them off as little nagging injuries that they were taking as precautionaries, but it was a little bit disappointing to see the lineups that they threw out there for the final two games. Wasn't as exciting to watch as the first two. Kind of a dud in the first game, to be honest. I think the effort that we saw and the intensity, especially on the defensive side of the ball, was a very different story against Brooklyn than it was against Phoenix. I'm not sure if that conversation that Brian Keith had sat down with Keyshawn George, Alex Saar, and Bob Carrington was the difference or not there. But overall, that second game, I think there was a lot of positive takeaways you could have from that. Alex Saar looked like an absolute monster with a summer league record setting 8 blocks on the glass. But overall, a couple of other things maybe you'd find some concerns about. I know Bob Carrington's going to be tasked with a much larger new role this year with the departure of Jordan Poole and what he looks like with the basketball in his hands. I didn't see him overly impress me in terms of being this team's point guard because he didn't do a great job of beating his man off the bounce and getting to the cup, but I think it's going to be a work in progress for a guy like him.
Yeah, to me, I was disappointed with Alex Saar. For Bub, I think there's a lot they're asking of him, and in terms of like a pure point guard, I liked what he brought in terms of assist to turnover ratio, but I would like to see him get into the paint more, score more, but also set up the offense more. I thought he did a good job in the first game setting up his teammates. They just weren't really hitting the shots, and then I didn't like what I saw on the defensive end. What would you say here from this summer league as a whole that you learned about the Washington Wizards?
I learned that when the effort is there defensively, they're going to be pretty tough to score on around the perimeter, and that's because, one, Bob Carrington and Trey Johnson. I know Trey Johnson is a guy the fault to his game coming out of Texas was that he didn't have great defensive tendencies. We didn't see that at all from Trey Johnson in the summer league. And he said it best when they interviewed him. He said, they didn't draft me because I can score. I mean, which, you know, to his credit, they did draft him because he can score. But, you know, that's the diplomatic answer right there from Trey Johnson. He provided great effort guarding the basketball on the perimeter. And then we also found out that Keyshawn George can really guard anybody 1 through 4. He is so talented on that side of the basketball. You can make a strong argument right now for Keyshawn George and what they saw from him through the first two summer league games, even though he struggled a bit offensively in the second game. He is in the running for their best young player right now, right behind Bilal Coulibaly. I think he is a sleeping giant that's waiting to awake in this upcoming regular season.
Yeah, I do feel like they found something with him. They discovered something. There's a reason that Jim Larrañaga was so excited for him at Miami that 1 year. And so I think with his size and his skill set, he certainly could become a really good role player. I don't know that he has all-star potential, and that's where I'm going next with this. Is Bilal still the guy that you would say can be an all-star first for this Washington Wizards team, or is there somebody else you'd point to?
Honestly, after what we saw, even though it's two games, very small sample size, and it's just a summer league, Trey Johnson strikes me as the guy that will be the future all-star for this team. He looks so smooth, so effortless, the way he scored the basketball. He looked like he'd already been playing in the NBA for a couple of years already, and I think that really impressed me the most about Trey Johnson. And, you know, we've heard the comparisons to him. Well, at least I've kind of taken this away from what we've seen from him and his workout tendencies and what he says to the media. He reminds me a lot of Jaden Daniels in just in terms of his work ethic, how smooth he looks, how calm, cool, collected he is when he's on the floor. And I don't think that's a bad comparison to get for a rookie player in Trey Johnson. I think he's going to be really, really good here in his rookie season. I know he might not start instantly because of the addition of C.J. McCollum a couple of weeks ago, but he's a guy that when he gets his opportunities to run, he's going to look really good. He is one of the more talented offensive players I think that this regime has picked up.
Ben Strober with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. So let's focus in on Alex Saar for a second, because if it wasn't for the 8 blocks, I think he'd be getting destroyed by commentators, analysis, insiders. I mean, I don't think he's bringing enough on the offensive end. And quite simply, I'm almost like starting to get pissed off, because I feel like the coaching staff is not doing a good enough job developing him on the offensive end. He's standing around the three-point line. When he is aggressive, he's overly aggressive. He's like flopping his arms in the air trying to get a foul. He just doesn't look smooth in his ability to maybe take a guy off the dribble. And I don't want my 7-footer standing around the three-point line pick and pop, and for him to shoot then just 33%. Like, if you're going to shoot threes, you got to be over 40% right now, it feels like, in the NBA for it to be effective. I felt the same way for Miles Turner at times. It was hurting the Pacers if you're just going to shoot that and shoot, you know, 3-for-10 from the outside. So do you feel like Alex Saar can get better on the offensive end with this coaching staff that he's got here in Washington?
It's a tough question to ask, because I think potential-wise, it's there. We've seen flashes from Alex Saar, and he's the guy that did make 100 threes last season, primarily because he was getting open looks and he took a ton of them. But that's not something that necessarily concerns me with his game. I think he kind of lacks a mentality. You know, that's the biggest thing I've seen from him offensively. When he gets the ball off the bounce and he's down around the rim, sometimes you wish you'd see him just go up there and just punish the rim, but you don't necessarily see that. He had a couple opportunities where he's right there in the paint, has a little bit of space, and he puts up this little float shot. We need to see him play more like his size would indicate at 7 foot. You get the benefit from Alex Saar, because for a guy his size, he handles the ball pretty well. You could actually get him the ball around the elbow and ask him to go to work, and that'd be something that would benefit him. But he kind of lacks the coordination, maybe, that he could utilize to make him so skilled. Because there were a couple times where he got the basketball on the elbow, you'd see him rip through the middle, and he kind of would just lose the ball on the way up. He's not able to really gather himself and get himself in the best offensive position that he can. I feel like if he had great coordination and the mentality that a couple of the other guys at his size in the league had, he would be right up there with one of the better big men in the league. I think he's going to benefit, though, long-term, if this team does find a real center to play alongside of him, because I just think him at the five necessarily is not really going to work out. I mean, you could say that's intentional right now because of the Wizards' plans to keep that top eight protected pick. But I don't really see him sticking at the five long-term, more the four.
Well, that's the thing, is I don't know that he can last in this league as a four. I'm not excited. To be honest with you, it felt like he was a project pick. I don't know where he would have gone this year, probably not even in the top five. I'm hoping, and I like that the fact that this front office swung on a seven-footer. I'm a little worried. You know, I said on my show, and I know a lot of people got upset by this, my biggest fear is that he's a bust. I'm not saying he's a bust, but it's that fear is starting to creep into my mind, Ben.
You know, you can make the argument where he won't be a bust. Linnell Willingham actually put it this way, that he's over Alex Saar as an offensive player. And if he indeed, you know, if he continues his tendencies the way they are offensively, he could be a guy that would stick long-term rotationally because of what he can give for you defensively. But once again, it is an effort thing for him. We saw two different Alex Saars from the first game and versus the second game. But if he's a guy where he can give you 10 points or whatever around the rim or stretch the floor occasionally and shoot a three-pointer, but he does give you that same effort defensively, albeit the rebounding not really a strong suit for him, he'd be a guy that I'd say, like, you wouldn't really classify him as a bust if he was a decent rotational piece, but certainly underwhelming for a number two overall pick. And I know that's supposed to be a really weak draft class or whatever they say about that 2024 class, but, you know, he's got to get better offensively. I do agree with you right there. We'll see what happens here in year number two.
That's Ben Strober. When the mic light is on, Strobe lights up, host of Locked On Wizards. The Strobe light, I like that better than Strobe Sports, just me though. Ben Strober Media on social media, and check out the show, host of Locked On Wizards, the podcast. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Thanks, Adam. Have a good rest of the day out there.
Yep, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Why are people moving to Richmond, Virginia? Why is everybody moving to Richmond, Virginia? It's the non-sports topic of the show today. I hadn't heard about this trend until my buddy pointed it out on social media. And now anytime I feel like I open up Instagram or TikTok, I see an influencer talking about Richmond, Virginia. And I find it awesome. I want to know what Stubb and Biff feel. My girlfriend's getting pissed off because she feels like they're trying the most basic things ever. Oh, they went to Stella's Grocery. I've been there 100 times. Oh, they went to Slingshot. I've been there 100 times. But I kind of love it. But there was an article on Axios that said why people, including TikTok influencers, are moving to Richmond. They say Richmond, Virginia is absolutely experiencing a notable influx of influencers, particularly from larger metropolitan areas. The trend has sparked discussion and diverse opinions, some viewing it as a positive sign of this city's growing appeal. Others are concerned about the potential impacts like increased housing costs. Now, we've talked about this topic on the show in the past. Since 2020, Axios estimates over 52,000 people have moved to Richmond. I'm one of those suckers, right? I moved here to take a job, June 2022. I absolutely love it. I don't want to go anywhere anytime soon. I want to stay in Richmond. But there's also this like coming home trend that I think is part of it. One of the girls who posted this story on TikTok, who has gotten 3,000 comments, all these engagements, people stitching it. The local weatherman commented on it as well, did his own version of it. But she mentioned she went to VCU. I went to VCU, graduated in 2015. So it's a homecoming of sorts for me when I moved back in 2022. I have now had 8 friends, Stubb, who went to VCU with me, move away, some as far as Colorado, Charleston, one of my buddies went to Austin, Texas, all coming back here to Richmond, either to buy houses, to get a condo, apartments in Scott's Addition, or maybe they got a job. But it's like I've noticed a coming home trend in my friend group. What do you guys think about the trend here of influencers and people moving to Richmond?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my friends are older than me, and I did grow up in Richmond, but we all went to Tech or somewhere else, and then everyone came back. It's just such a great city. I think a lot of it has to do with work from home. You can live anywhere if your job is virtual, and Richmond is cheap, and there's a lot to do. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think it started with work from home, cheap housing, right? I mean, I had 2 or 3 friends that they got married in Northern Virginia. They didn't want to have kids. They wanted to buy a house. They couldn't buy a house in Northern Virginia. Everything was over $600,000. Then they find a $350,000 place in Richmond, and maybe they start a family. I had 3 different people that literally, one moved to Short Pump, one moved to the Fan, and another one is moving to like the Diamond District area. And it's because they couldn't find anything worth their money in Northern Virginia, in D.C., in Arlington, so they're coming here to Richmond. I think that's what started it. I don't really understand the influencer trend. Has that showed up? Biff, you're a younger member of the team here. Have you noticed a TikTok trend of influencers moving to Richmond?
I don't know if maybe not popular influencers. I think, like you said, I think it's probably just influencers who want to be popular influencers. And especially when you don't have, like, becoming an influencer, you're not getting paid, or at least that good. So I think, like you said, I think Richmond's like the perfect, because there's so much to do, there's so much to show, and there's also it's not expensive to live here. So I haven't really noticed that, like, popular influencers coming here. I remember I was talking to my friend. I said, "Do you think anybody is ever like, yo, let's take a vacation to like Richmond?" And they're like,
"I don't know about
maybe the number one city to visit."
That's what I
said. Just last year, right? Yeah.
That, and I know we had a few influencers that moved here, like this one chef that she does a lot of cooking. Her boyfriend played on the Richmond Kickers. That's why she moved here. But I've seen recently, like, girls that do, like, they fix things in houses, or they make, like, cute little bookshelves, moved to Richmond. I had this other girl that does, like, she does makeup routines. She moved to Richmond that I knew, that I followed. So here's what I think it is. Richmond's trendy enough where it's like, you go to L.A., you're competing with the biggest and best. You go to New York, you're competing with the biggest and best. You go to Washington, D.C., you're not just competing with influencers, you're competing with politicians. But you come to Richmond, I think there's enough that people feel like they can influence and make money off of it. I don't know. The weird thing is I'm an influencer, but I hate influencers. I hate everything about them. Like, shut up with your stupid trend, all right? It's not interesting to me at all. But I have seen a huge influx of influencers move to Richmond. I'm looking at the TikTok here and some of these comments. People are just really pointing to, how much there is to do here in Richmond. Like, that's, I think, the big thing, is that there's, especially during the summertime, and when there's nice weather and Stub Nose, now we have a fancy new theater to check out live music at.
So I was going to bring that up. That's a lot. I mean, just Dave Matthews was here. That's a huge band. That always brings in traction.
Right. And you know, we talked about this. Stub, I don't even think you were working for the show when we talked about it, because I think I had my previous producer, and we talked about how, what does Richmond need? And everybody said, we need a new baseball stadium. You're getting that, right? Everybody said, we need minor league hockey. I've heard behind the scenes that might happen in Henrico in the next 5 years. And then the third thing people said was, we need a giant amphitheater, right? We need to attract Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and the big... Well, you got Dave Matthews' band. That's pretty damn good with Allianz Amphitheater. Here are the biggest comments online. Because people have family that are close to Richmond, Virginia, they could be close to family. Somebody said, I'm mad about it. They're driving me crazy, all these YouTube influencers. Scooby says, lifelong Richmonder here, and it blows my bleeping mind. I don't understand why people are moving here. It breaks my heart. So some people are for it, some people are against it. This one person said, there's so much less to do here than in L.A. or New York. Why would you choose Richmond? They saw our water plant crisis and decided they wanted to live a simpler life.
That was I mean, we're not going to compare to New York or L.A. or Chicago.
Right.
But, you know, something like Charlotte or... In kind of that realm, I think we're doing
pretty good. Here's some of the trends that I've seen. Top 10 dive bars in Richmond, Virginia.
Hell yeah.
Top 10 burgers in Richmond, Virginia. Top 10 bagel shops in Richmond, Virginia.
People are just
hungry.
It's
a lot of top 10s. It's also a lot of lists. It's list season this summer, right? But it is kind of funny that all these people are flocking to Richmond, and they're taking their iPhone out, and they're filming for Instagram. I guess I just did that, filming me knock Wicker into the dunk.
Yeah, exactly. You're the issue here. You're the issue.
I did start the trend in 2022, moving back here. The first influencer to move back to Richmond. Now there's a million of us, and we're all out there. All we want is your money. We just want your money. No, I'm just kidding. Do you guys have any other thoughts about this, people moving to Richmond? Are you more team positive or team negative about this? Because the housing costs are going up. I mean, that is a negative.
Yeah, I mean, the positive for me is I want more sports teams here. I want that minor league hockey, more people that come here, the more chance that has of happening. And then, yeah. Housing, I'm getting worried about.
Well, yeah.
Luckily, I don't got to worry about that yet. I'm pretty covered. But I was worried, like, because I'm a family man. I don't really want to move too far. So I wanted to come back to Richmond. So I guess in a way, like, you know, since being in sports media, I would love a sports team here. So I guess more people, better chance with a sports team. But again, like, I don't want all the prices stuff. But I don't really want to worry about that right now.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, it's certainly going to help sell out CarMax Park all of next season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.